This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch tonight, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially to our nation's truckers out there, keeping the wheels turning, delivering the goods from here to there and everywhere. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe and Gab, the same way. On Parler, it's at the Captain's America. On Twitter, it's at Captain's America. And our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now to say the pledge for the second time is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we've had a caller, Kyle, waiting on the line very patiently, so I'm going to go over to him. It's David in Clear. Well, actually, it's David in Palm Harbor, where they've had a couple of storms the past couple of days or so. So how are you faring over there, David?
I'm doing well.
Okay, what's on your mind, sir?
How this country has gone down a crapper, and they need someone to turn it around.
Okay, go ahead.
I was a huge Trump supporter. I still am a huge Trump supporter.
Mm-hmm.
It shows me that anyone become president of the United States.
Correct.
So, in 2024, if Trump really wants to get reelected, I'm game.
Okay. Now, do you think he should tone it down a little bit with some of these comments he's making, or what do you think?
Nope. Keep on going.
All right. Well,
go harder. Go harder.
Okay. Well, he probably will, knowing Donald Trump.
Yep.
All right.
Well, he is of the same mindset as me.
Okay.
Tell the truth.
Sure.
Tell the truth. American public can take it.
Sure. All right. Well, thank you very much, David. We got another caller, and you take care. All right. And that's David in Clearwater. Okay. Kyle, hang on. We're going to go to another caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, I'm Nelson.
It's our long-lost friend Nelson. What's going on up there in Jasper?
Well, I'll tell you, there is a Convention of States rally in Tallahassee on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And this Convention of States will be meeting at 10:30 at the Vietnam Veteran Memorial Building in Tallahassee, which is at Lake Ella.
Mm-hmm.
And the purpose of this rally is to also include, it because it's an annual rally, the commemoration of the 30-year ending of Desert Storm.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it starts at 10:30 and at the Vietnam Vet Memorial Building. But the purpose also includes calling your state representatives and or your state senator to have a meeting with them on that day. And but it will So you won't be at the Capitol, per se, unless you ask for it, mm-hmm. and that sort of thing. And I just wanted to let you know that, and they have an email.
Yeah.
And it is www.cos.org. COS means Convention of States.
Mm-hmm.
www.cos.org. And the public is invited.
Okay.
And I'm glad you're aware of it. I'm not sure. But
I am very much aware of the Convention of States. I've been indirectly involved for some time. I've had them on my program several times. I've been to several of their meetings. I actually spoke at one of them here in the local area. They're good people. I like what they're trying to do. I wish them well, but I can't go to all their meetings, unfortunately.
Exactly. And these are odd days. Mm-hmm. And the closer you are to Tallahassee, perhaps the more likely you are to go. But this is a heads up. It's
all right.
Thursday of this week.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and I appreciate it. Nelson, you have a great night.
Hey, you too. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, Kyle, you're aware of the Convention of States, too, are you not?
Right. Yep. Yeah, we talked about it a little bit. Yeah.
Okay. Now, I want to get into something here. You had something you wanted to bring up here. Go ahead.
Oh, well, yes. We were talking during the break, and earlier today, one of the folks in our orbit, they mentioned they're in the medical field, and they mentioned about looking for booster shots to the vaccine. So many people are getting their first shot. A lot of people are lined up or have already had their second shot. But we found this as well, Captain. Dr. Fauci said...
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Are we going to circle back?
We can circle back to Dr. Fauci.
All right. Let's circle back. Dr. Fauci, where are you? All right, we had to circle back to Fauci. Go ahead.
Yeah, we're circling back to Dr. Fauci. He evidently had a interview just a little bit ago, basically, and saying that, you know, it could be that that we may need to get a booster shot after about a year or so to maintain.
Why did I know this was coming?
Yes, well, exactly right. Well, part of this too, I think, may be wrapped up in the idea of these variants.
That's the whole point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. Exactly. So, you know, and again, so many Americans have already got their shot, and some are...
I got my V for a victory around my neck.
That's right.
Actually, I'll be wearing that tomorrow, Tuesday night at Bradenton, because I'm going to use it as a prop. Hold that thought, Kyle. Oh, boy. Yeah, I'll be at Mixon Fruit Farms, pavilion out back for the 12th birthday party of the Tea Party Manatee Group, and I'll have my V for victory on, but it doesn't stand for victory. You'll find out what it is. I'm going to use it for a prop tomorrow night when I get my little victory speech.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com.
I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
From Brook Talks America, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, thank you very much, Brooke, from Brook Talks America. Now, two things about Brooke. Number one, she's heard every other Tuesday on my program. It's not her turn this week, but it will be next week. And tomorrow night, Tuesday night, she's going to be at the Tea Party Manatee birthday party, along with Colonel Jim. They're going to be at my table, so you get a chance to meet both of them right there and say howdy howdy, shake their hands, and all that good stuff. And also, her show is heard Saturday nights at 7 p.m., so keep all that in mind. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America, because, you know, folks, in the times that we're living in, somebody needs to give you a break. Now, with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 put right in the palm of your hand with your windshield replacement when you tell them that me, moi, the captain, Matt Bruce, sent you. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim. They'll come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty and $100 put right in the palm of your hand at the time of service. So, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakewood Ranch, Lakeland, and other surrounding areas, they are ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. Tell them the captain sent you and get $100 dropped right in the palm of your hand today. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
Perfect pitch on another great little speed. All right. Now, I want to talk about something here that I haven't heard a lot of people mention, and I don't know why. Over the weekend, there were rioters in Portland. These were Black Lives Matter folks that were out there. There might have been some Antifa folks in there, but it was a Black Lives Matter march. They barricaded the door and set fire to the ICE building with federal agents inside yelling, "Burn the precinct to the ground." Now, the only thing that stopped that and got the officers out of harm's way that were inside was a federal strike team that was standing by that busted in through the crowd, fired at them with stun sticks and all that sort of stuff, got them out of the way, got the door freed, got it open, and the people came out. But unbelievable. What the hell? You talk about, and by the way, that's attempted murder.
Well, it really is, and we'll stay away from the obvious sort of thing of, well, but it was mostly peaceful because this is nothing funny.
There's nothing peaceful about arson with people in a building.
Exactly. So, obviously, just nothing funny about it at all. This is very serious, and I can't imagine, Captain, that this isn't a much, much bigger story.
Well,
because, as you said, I mean, this is attempted murder.
And here's the deal. Okay, when you've got police officers or EMS or firefighters involved in a situation like this, it becomes a felony. Not a misdemeanor, a felony. And you can go to jail for a long, long time. So I'm going to put some pressure on my buddies up there in Portland who reported this to me, and I'm going to see what we can do about making sure that the cops get out there, whoever it is, arrest these people and throw them in jail and throw the book at them.
Well, of course. And again, these things are happening because to some degree there's a normalization happening of, you know, going against the police, defunding the police, this kind of thing. And we're not surprised when we see something like this happen.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, they've got to put a stop to it.
Now, what'd you think when you heard about the White House? That was Jen Psaki, you know, not the drink. Jen Psaki was answering these fake reporters' question for weeks before the press corps exposed her to be a Lego video gamer.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Well, but at the same time, though, you know, her manner with the press corps, even the so-called friendly, you know, press corps people that will be there, I think is really starting to kind of rub the press the wrong way, to be honest.
Yeah, but she duped Jen Psaki and company. It doesn't say much for them.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Now, something else, Capitol Police over the weekend, the report was that cops were sent to a podcaster's home because someone else replied to his tweet with a threat towards AOC, and they came to the podcaster's home instead of going to the tweeter's home.
Yeah, exactly. And so, again, yeah, you have to be very careful, I suppose. But yes, unfortunately, if it's wrapped up in all of that, yeah,
well,
you could get brought into it.
Here's the deal. For the people that think that they're being real smart when they delete something off the Internet, no, it's gone. No, I can't find it. Want to bet?
Well, that's right. Well,
Want to bet? It never goes away.
Well, that's right. There are servers that archive things. They go to the Wayback Machine, that kind of thing. And,
well, the
yes.
clouds.
Mm-hmm.
It's there. I mean, it's just there. I don't know how to explain it. But if you think you deleted something, guess what? You really didn't.
Well, this always happens, too, with somebody who does tweet out something really stupid or offensive, racist, or you name it,
yeah.
and they go and they delete it.
Yeah.
Well, they have always gathered up in the news.
What do you think about the Democrats and Joe Biden talking about putting a commission together to examine whether or not they should pack the court, the Supreme Court?
Well, again, I think this is part and parcel of what we saw with the election itself. This is it. They are going literally for the gusto, to put it that way. They believe that they've got to get while the getting's good. Partially it's virtue signaling, but at the same time, though, if they could really get away with it, and see, they're going to come out and drive this thing with facts now. We're going to find out about how long these Supreme Court justices are really serving, and it'll be caught up in equity, it'll be caught up in woke language, it'll be all that kind of stuff, and they'll do it if they can.
Two people over the weekend chimed in. One was Mitt Romney and said, don't do it. And number two was Harry Reid, who warned the Democrats against packing the Supreme Court with liberal justices. He said, be very, very careful. This is not what the country wants.
No, it's not what the country wants. but we're learning very, very quickly. Remember what Dan the Man said, I think, about the country going down in about 90 days, mm-hmm. how far it's fallen already.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, well, this is exactly, they don't care what the American mm-hmm. people want. They've got
yep.
power, and they're going to exercise it. It's just that simple.
Now, I want you to listen to what I'm going to say now, because we're going to get Laughing Man involved in this in a minute. You ready?
Yep.
David Hogg, remember him?
Oh, yeah.
He's quit his Progressive Pillow company that he founded to compete with Mike Lindell, remember, from MyPillow? And he Twitter reacted. Are you ready?
Yep.
David Hogg's dreams of starting his own pillow company have been put to sleep. The popular gun control activist announced over the weekend that he's quitting the pillow industry despite never having actually sold a single pillow. That's right. David Hogg started a pillow company. Gonna put Mike Lindell out of business. Never sold a single pillow. Okay, well, Laughing Man certainly agrees.
Yeah, maybe the next thing we'll hear is he'll be partnering up with Greta Thunberg and some other company. Who knows what they're going to do?
Oh, they're going to sell organic sunflower seeds.
I don't know, but yeah. Well, of course, MyPillow has its own problem.
All right, and then there's some breaking news that came out yesterday, and this borders on the realm of unbelievable. Not really, but it really does when you think about where it's coming from. Chinese officials confirmed that their vaccines for the coronavirus might not be as effective as they first thought, because a lot of people are coming down with COVID that got the vaccine, which means it's not strong enough.
Well, exactly right. And unfortunately, Captain, and this is what we know. This is what they're admitting to, evidently, mm-hmm. or at least what's coming out. But from the very beginning of this, we haven't been able to really be confident in what we've mm-hmm. heard from China on this.
And there are some cities in the United States that took it upon themselves to buy some of the Chinese vaccine early on when this was all being discussed as to what was going to happen.
Right.
And some of those cities, who we still don't know exactly where they are, supposedly had the same result where they vaccinated several hundred people and people started testing positive for COVID. And it's like, uh-oh, what did we do? And by the way, they also sold a bunch of their vaccines where? Germany, France, remember?
Yep.
Yep, they jumped on the bandwagon to begin with. How's that all working out for them right now?
Well, we're seeing major issues in places like France and Germany. Yep.
Yeah, and of course, we'll talk more about that. But one other little thing here before we go to break. Nancy Pelosi says that the House Democrats' Capitol Security Funding Bill is just about ready to be put on the floor.
I'd love to see what she thinks is Capitol Police funding. Yep.
I bet they don't have rocket launchers and grenade launchers. Want to bet?
Right, right.
Okay, all right. Well, hold that. Maybe they'll all have notepads with them and notebooks and pens and paper. I don't know. Who knows? But anyway, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
You USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As Michigan deals with the worst COVID-19 outbreak in the country, the state's governor is calling on the White House to send more vaccines. Governor Gretchen Whitmer says she's asked for more shots for several weeks to help control the spread in her state. Former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb believes the federal government should start sending extra resources to areas where COVID outbreaks are happening. He tells CBS News that dealing with outbreaks will require a different strategy going forward.
We need to think differently about this pandemic. If you look at all the planning for past pandemics, the flu planning that we've done in the past, even planning for bioterrorism incidents, it always contemplated surging resources into hotspots. They never perceived that there was going to be a confluent national epidemic, but there were going to be localized outbreaks. That, in fact, is likely what we're going to see going forward. We're not going to see a confluent epidemic, but we'll see these hotspots. So we need to get in the habit of trying to surge resources into those hotspots to put out those fires of spread.
This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. And partner up with an experienced GCN.
I'm Rondipus, and you're listening to Captain's America Third Watch. Take it away, Captain.
Well, Ron Edwards will be around tomorrow. We appreciate him for doing that. And this portion of the program is brought to you by where I will be tomorrow night. Tea Party Manatee at the Mixon Fruit Farms Pavilion, which is located out behind the Mixon Fruit Farms store. You'll see it. It'll be very easy to find. And, of course, Mixon Fruit Farms is located at 2525 27th Street East in Bradenton, Florida. Now, the event starts at 6 p.m., goes to 8. We're going to try to keep it within that two-hour frame so people aren't dragging on until, you know, late at night. That's not what we're going to do. Now, we're going to be there at about 5:15. Food will be served by no later than 5:15 or so. There's going to be a great Tea Party Manatee famous potluck meal where you get to get all sorts of stuff that are going to be there. I'm the master of ceremonies for the event. Special guest speakers are Sam Sorbo, who happens to be a syndicated radio host. Her husband is Kevin Sorbo, the guy that plays Hercules in all the movies. And also, he was the last movie that I saw that he did made for TV was Walking Tall, the Buford Pusser movie. He did a great job in it. And Trevor Loudon will also be there. So you'll be able to hear both of them speaking. I'm, as I said, the master of ceremonies. I'm going to speak for a few minutes myself, like the building up. We're going to have a silent auction, too. You want to bring an item along with you for the silent auction, you want to donate something, that's fine. And all proceeds from the silent auction go to the Tea Party Manatee's war chest for endorsed candidates. So, that's tomorrow night, 6 p.m., Tuesday, April 13th, at the Pavilion, Mixon Fruit Farms, out back, that's in the back, out behind the building,
stop on by, and we'd be happy to say howdy, howdy to you. All righty, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, now, let me see here. Let's go to the telephone lines. We've got another caller here. I think I know who this is. Is this the one and only, the world-famous Mary?
Good morning.
What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to say a comment and ask Kyle, aren't we, as Republicans here, there is a split between establishment Republicans and Trumpsters. And I believe that we've got to weed out the establishment Republicans, and it doesn't matter if it's Mitch McConnell, if it's Liz Cheney, if it's Chamber of Commerce people, but those people can't be allowed to stand. Remember, what we're fighting is pretty huge. When you're hearing the words, you won't own anything in the future, and you will be happy about it. That's what Klaus Schwab said. So I think we have a pretty big fight ahead of us. So that's what I have to think about that.
Okay. All right. We'll answer that for you. And before we answer that, I'm going to read you a tweet from Matt Gaetz over the weekend. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
This is Congressman Matt Gaetz, who's in all types of trouble right now, because not only is the mainstream media going after him, but now the House Ethics Committee is going to investigate him along with this criminal investigation. Now, he says, and I quote, "I may be a canceled man in some corners. I may even be a wanted man by the deep state. But I hear the millions of Americans who feel forgotten, canceled, ignored, marginalized, and targeted. I draw confidence knowing that the silent majority is growing louder every day." It kind of fits into what Mary just said.
Well, yes, exactly, exactly. You know, again, it is so difficult, to pin down really the Republican Party, but it's easier to pin down the Democrat Party. They seem to be the ones that are constantly in lockstep with one another. They're constantly able to circle the wagons, as it were. We see the double standard in the media between stories, similar stories that we're hearing about Matt Gaetz right now versus similar stories for some kind of Democrat politician.
How about Hunter Biden?
And Hunter Biden as well.
Now, they're going after Matt Gaetz for some of the stuff that Hunter Biden's been doing, and worse. Worse.
Well, but one of the things, if you notice what's happening, well, he was kind of, drunk or, high out of his mind.
Yeah, he's making a joke about being high on opioids or on what was it? It was heroin.
Exactly. Then it's kind of a...
I guess it was heroin. No, cocaine. There we go. Cocaine.
Right. Yeah. So we see how differently that's treated. Yeah.
Yeah, and Jimmy Kimmel made the comment, well, now I know how to get heroin or to get cocaine. I know how to get all of it. You tell everybody. And, of course, then Hunter says, well, I hope that's not the lesson you're getting out of my book. But, I mean, give me a break. And I get it. I understand it. People aren't happy with some of the people that are there on the Republican side. But here's the way you do this, okay? You don't start calling people names, all right? You primary these people, and if you get more votes than they got, then guess what? Your candidate's going to be the person running for office. So guess what? Get off your dupes and get out there and do something about it. Otherwise, don't complain to me.
Well, I think a real important component here, Captain, is the idea of Trumpism. And Trumpism is winning the day with so many people in the Republican mm-hmm. Party and bringing people from the Democrat Party,
mm-hmm.
and especially certain ethnic, minority, racial groups, because they're finding that, we've seen people have come over to vote for Donald Trump. They're seeing that the Trump policies are good for them and their families,
mm-hmm.
Just like every
mm-hmm.
other American.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the battle line should be in terms of policy.
Okay, well, I'm going to kind of go down a list here. So you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Over the weekend, there were a number of White Lives Matter events held across America on Sunday. And there are a lot of police thought that, boy, this is going to be bad. White Lives Matter. Oh, my goodness. Guess what? Not one incident reported anywhere.
Well, that's good that there were no incidents, but of course the whole idea of white lives is being put together with the white supremacists.
Yeah. I think I would have preferred all lives matter for
exactly.
a time.
Exactly, yeah, because it's more divisive than you think it is. Exactly.
Now, the other thing is, guess who's going home for Prince Philip's funeral, his grandfather, and that is none other than Prince Harry. Do you think the Brits will welcome Prince Harry back with open arms after the dissing that he did of pretty much the British people?
Well, at a time like this, mourning.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Well, I think at a time like this that they will welcome him back because of the fact that this is a country in mourning over their great prince who, like we tried to explain last week, was actually a war hero amongst war heroes that nobody really knew about.
Right, exactly. So I don't think there's going to be death steps during the funeral for Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, and I don't think that's going to happen. But when all of this settles out, I think it'll go back to where it is right now.
Yeah, and then one last little thing here. Vice President Harris, hello, where are you? 18 days since Biden tapped you to lead the response to the border crisis, and still no press conference.
Well, no press conference, and where is the vice president? Well, we know where the vice president is not. She's not at the southern border with Mexico.
All right, let's go to the phone line. Backgammon Bob has a question. What is the question, sir?
Yes, Captain. I was just thinking about this riot out in, where the hell was it, Portland?
It was not. Oh, you mean you're talking about with the ICE agents?
Yeah, where they burned the building.
Yeah, but they thank God they got them out and they got the fire out, but go ahead. Mm-hmm.
The only thing they can do is as soon as things like that start happening, they have to round them up as soon as they appear in the streets. They do anything illegal.
That's it.
And then they just have them, put them in like a jail like Joe Arpaio did out in Arizona, maybe 30 days, no bail, because they're a public danger. You got to get them off the street, and you have to make them realize that there's a consequence, and that will dissuade them somewhat. All right, that's it, Captain.
Yeah, well, I don't disagree with them. Do you, Kyle?
Nope.
And they got cameras everywhere, so they know who these people are, I'm sure, some of them.
That's right.
Now, the lies are starting to catch up with Slow Joe, as is his dementia. What say you?
Well, I think it's getting harder and harder to cover for Joe Biden, or to pretend that when he's making the kinds of mistakes or that he's making, or having the obvious trouble that he's having, that's all normal. This is all just fine. It's harder and harder for them to do that.
Yeah, very much so. Okay, we're going to run into a break, but let me try this. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Paul Marver.
Yeah, who is this?
This is David.
All right, what you need there, David, because we're going to go to break.
Just one comment.
Go ahead.
Change the world.
All right, well, we'll change the world.
Little by little, every day.
But again, every election cycle, you have an opportunity to change the world a little bit more. Oh, and by the way, according to the Energy Secretary, Mr. Granholm, Joe Biden's plan offers so much for fossil fuel-dependent states, they're just going to get so happy because they won't be able to pump fuel anymore. Oh, my goodness. Laughing Man likes that one, too. Yeah. I couldn't make that. The Energy Secretary actually said that. The Biden plan offers so much for fossil fuel-dependent states. Really? Really?
Yeah, well, I think that's going to go the way, Captain, of those shovel-ready jobs.
Yeah, I remember those, too.
Yeah.
They forgot about the EPA. Hold that thought. Okay, folks, coming back with the next Truckers Highway and Byway report. And boy, we got us another humdinger of a slam-banging song to come up with. I'll tell you that much. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more. Kathy's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-86. And tell us what's on your mind.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast. 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. This portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops. When you see one of them, pull on in there and tell them the captain sent you on the Third Watch. You will get a free cup of coffee. No questions asked. Just tell them the captain sent you. And while you're there, consider becoming a member of the Drivers Club and get yourself points for the fuel you buy at the pump, the food you buy inside, and the supplies you buy in the trucker store. And RVers, you can also do the same thing. Plus, you can also get a fuel card for a discount. Think about that. The more you buy, the cheaper it is. All right. I haven't played this song in a while, and I dug it out of the archives because I heard it over the weekend. Here we go.
We'll be right back.
yeah, a little Survivor there. Eye of the Tiger. By the way, that guy looked pretty cool with his old Radio Shack crystal microphone in his hand.
That's right.
Can't even imagine that today in this day and age.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, but that brings back some memories.
It does. That goes back to 1982, and that's from Rocky III.
All right. Here we go. We got a bunch of snow out west, wet snow for the next couple of days across the northern plains, and Kyle's going to tell you about that, plus a system coming in off the Pacific Ocean. Go for it.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, so we're looking at a big fire weather watch covering most of southern Nevada. This includes Las Vegas, parts of Arizona. This includes Kingman if you're coming across I-40. If you're coming, from Arizona to California, heading towards Barstow, you've got that fire weather watch. It's going to stretch down almost all the way to Palm Springs, but Palm Springs is going to be in the 90s on Monday, Captain. Las Vegas looks like it's going to be in the 80s, so we do have this this fire weather watch going on in that area, also in the Mojave Desert as well of California. So if you're coming across I-15, you're encountering this wherever you might be there. Up in Montana, we do have a lake wind advisory in the northeastern section. Also, lake wind advisory, this is north of Missoula tonight. Fire weather warning also in southern Colorado. This is going to be west of Colorado City along I-25. And in California, northern California, that's right, we're seeing on the satellite, we see a lot of cloud cover heading in towards from the Pacific Ocean. It should be getting there momentarily, I believe. But we do have it's very cold frost advisory up in Northern California tonight.
All right, North Dakota, South Dakota, the western half of each one of those states, you got a high wind advisory, and you got some snow coming across the Montana. That's probably going to be in North Dakota, the western end of it, probably by the beginning of middle of the day today. However, over to the east, eastern North Dakota, from all the way from Fargo up to the Canadian line, as well as the western half of Minnesota, you're going to get a dusting of snow today, tonight, tomorrow, about 1 to 2 inches, and then there might be a little bit more snow depending on the areas that you're in after that. Could be a little bit more than what I just told you about. Might make the roads just slippery enough to where you got to be really careful again. And remember, it's wintertime, not summertime, even though you did have some really warm temperatures in the last several days. But that's what's going to happen up there. In the meantime, if you're driving along anywhere in the south tonight, especially along the Mississippi River from Tennessee south, the lower-lying areas, you still got a lot of flooding going on from all the rain that's come through and those bad storms that just kind of hung around there, bringing tornado and severe thunderstorm after severe thunderstorm all the way up and down from East Texas all the way into Georgia and Alabama and Mississippi, Louisiana. But fact of the matter is the bad weather we had here in the Tampa Bay area has since left, thank God, and we're back to normal conditions at the moment, even though we had some really rough weather the past 24, 36 hours. Okay, Kyle, tell us how to do your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we appreciate him. And we also appreciate our next guest coming up here. You can find out more about her by going to her website, founderscode.com, founderscode.com, and check out all the stuff she does. Okay there, Ms. Denise Simon, good morning. It's Monday morning. How are you?
Good morning. Not too bad. You?
Well, I'm doing pretty good, and I'll be doing a lot better after I tell you about this one. I understand there are 31 Republican attorneys general planning to mount legal challenges of all different types and sizes to the Joe Biden agenda.
Well, yeah, I hope that there's more, but it's a good start.
Well, there could be as many as 37 or 38, but right now it's 31, and states are joining every day, it seems, to what's going on here, because this is something that's got to be done, and it takes a while for these lawsuits to get to where they need to go, so it's not like it's going to happen right away, but
Correct. At
least it's in the pipeline. So realistically, what are we looking at here? What do you think it would take to get anything?
One is, you know, you've got to have some courts that accept the cases, too.
Mm-hmm.
But it certainly puts the Biden administration on notice as well it should. You know, I've talked about the notion that some of these bills that have been passed by the House and are languishing in the Senate are unconstitutional on its face.
Mm-hmm.
like H.R. 1. And as a consequence, some of these executive orders are the same. And these Democrats that have voted for some of these bills, they voted for something that, and a lot of them are lawyers themselves. And so this could get very interesting, but it needs to happen. It needs to happen as noticed, because we can't go another 3.5 years this way. So happy to see that some of these attorneys general are on the case.
The Biden administration has gone way above where the Obama administration went, because once in a while, the funny thing about the Obama administration, who was also trying to rule to a certain degree by executive order, would sometimes pause on various targets because of the public response and really be sensitive to what was going on with the public. But this bunch, they're just damn the torpedoes full speed ahead.
It's not only, again, it's just not the Biden administration. It's these Democrats.
Yeah.
And it's really kind of a remarkable thing to sit back and watch. So in order for any kind of preservation, these state attorneys general have got a big job ahead of them, and they do collaborate. They do talk to each other, and that's a very good thing. It's this next bill Biden is even threatening.
Well,
that we can't afford.
Keep in mind as we go to break, folks, that under President Trump, the Democrats filed hundreds of lawsuits against the administration. And according to the Institute for Policy Integrity, 80% of what the Democrats filed, they won. Think about that for a minute. As we go to break, we'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.